It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 1.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino. RX 93.1.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Good morning, everybody. And nobody. Nobody's here. What? Say that again.
I'm here. I'm still here.
Dre's still here hanging out.
Because you're lonely.
Because I'm lonely.
Yeah, because you're alone. Are you perfectly lonely?
I'm actually okay. All right, it's just kind of weird to say good morning and nobody's out there to say good morning back.
Good morning.
There's Dre doing that for me. Hey, in case you're tuned in and you're wondering what's going on, well, Gino's on his way and Chico went on double shift yesterday.
He was on Wild and Wicked.
Wild and Wicked, and so he's not going to work today.
So you got Gina and Del, and I'm just here for like, I don't know, a few minutes. Because Del is lonely and alone. She might, you know, slit her wrist or something.
What? What? But
like,
yeah.
Go all emo.
No, I'm not going to go emo at all. I don't know.
You're perky today.
Am I?
Yeah, you're like happy today.
I'm happy.
Is it because Chico's not here?
No. I think that I had a really good conversation with friends, and I love it. I just love it.
Good conversation,
you know.
You need to have one.
It really works.
Hey, he's here.
Aha! Somebody's here.
Aha, yourself.
Aha!
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. All right, so Chico's not
here. No, what do we do?
Exactly, what do we do?
Thunders isn't here.
Yeah, and he usually does the top 10, so we're going to have to find a topic.
Actually, I was in the car on the way here, and like, I was just browsing through Twitter.
And
then some suggestions were kapag wala yung matanda dot dot dot. But I won't do that because you know we're nice people.
Really?
What do you want to focus on today? Since it's a Friday.
Well, we'll
let's focus on something depressing.
What? Well, actually, anything can be entertaining as long as you know you don't really go bad depressing. Sometimes depressing is entertaining.
That yeah,
I mean,
maybe.
Look.
When you see like you know somebody you don't really like getting all depressed, that's really nice.
That's happy.
That's so much fun.
That's
exactly.
Really fun.
But it's really,
really
nice to watch. Yeah. Okay. Picture the person that you really don't like. Now imagine that person, he or she, sitting in a corner, rocking back and forth, crying.
Gino, can you sit in the corner? Quick today, huh?
I see what you did there. Somebody's got a lot of like energy today.
See, I told you, you're
perky today.
You know, why?
Why? No, I just had a really good conversation with a friend.
Who friend?
One of my mercados.
Why don't we have good conversations?
I don't know, because our conversations revolve around like video games.
And girls.
Oh, we're actually, we had our first dinner yesterday.
Yes,
I know.
We had our first
so you guys
steak
are roomies.
Dinner, care of Gino.
Yes.
All right, let's see what we can do today without Chico. The show must go on, but we'll find out. We'll check Twitter. If you want us to do something, you can request for it. Just but tweet us.
Just be prepared for a wholesome show.
Yes.
Because obviously when he's not around, you know.
Super wholesome.
We really are wholesome when he's not around.
Oh, Dre wasn't here. What? Actually, when you guys were gone, you went to Beijing.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I did the show with Alvin. It was so different.
No, but that's Alvin. Alvin is like this.
He's so happy. It's annoying.
Corrupted ray of
It's annoying
sunshine.
That he's so happy.
Know, right? We really should like
why
make
are you
him
so
sad?
Happy?
He's just very positive. That's
why?
Just how he is.
Why?
Because life hasn't hit him. Hard enough.
Actually, that's true.
On?
I don't think the reality of life has just sunk into that boy.
Diba? Parang sarap sabi, dude, magising ka nga.
Okay. Umayos-ayos ka nga. Pwede mo malungkot ka ng konti.
Okay.
Anyway, if you guys want to get in touch with us, if you have any topic suggestions, feel free to send them over. Just tweet them to @RX931.
All right. One of us will be waiting and checking out what you guys want to talk about today.
I know not. To make it more interesting, to find out which one of us does the top 10. We will decide this in a very scientific, very time-tested manner.
Jack and boy?
Yes.
No, can I flip a coin between you guys?
No, I think I'm going to have to do it.
The top 10?
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
All right, 6:11 on the clock. Let's start the show.
Best FM radio station.
20th KBP Golden Dove Awards. Monster Radio RX 93.1. Pure Chica and Barcada. The Morning Rush.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for, well, the announcement of today's top 10.
All right, thank you to Chenong for this. He's asking us to do the top 10 please lang statements.
Okay, please lang statements.
All right, okay, his example is hashtag please lang. Pansinin mo lang. Muman lang ako bago mag-end of the world.
Or pwede rin, please lang, matuto kang gumamit ng deodorant.
Please lang, huwag harang-harang sa daan.
Please lang, pumili ka naman ng kayumanggi.
Please lang.
Yan na. May tone na. Please lang.
That's the kind of emotion we want to elicit from
right,
you today.
A fight. No, not naman. Pero you can naman just react to the... I remember like when people are trying to cut into a lane.
Yeah.
Parang please lang. Swabe naman ng konti. No. You know?
Na parang just, at least naman lang magpasimple ka man lang or something.
Or like, or swabe naman. Huwag yung bastusan. You know? Like that.
And then saka, when you come up with a thing with a topic like this, kasi the first thing that'll pop into your head is if you're angry, you'll come up with a please lang, wag kang ganyan ganyan.
Well,
or if you're
or
like,
it's a pleading thing.
Yeah, it's a pleading right thing if you're in love or whatever. So all right.
Oh, okay, cool. So let's do it. The top 10 please lang statements. Just tweet us over twitter.com/rx931. Please don't forget to hashtag the morning rush and hashtag please lang. Good morning, everybody. It's time for the news on this February 8th, Friday morning. Do I have the date right? I think so.
Yes, you do.
The launch of Selena Gomez's new fashion collaboration with a sports giant was marred with protests on Wednesday. The former Disney star was unveiled as the Adidas global style icon last year, and Gomez has since been helping design and develop items for teens, including sneakers. Also clothes and accessories. Now, her first collection premiered at a New York Fashion Week show on Wednesday, but the event was targeted by activists from the United States, United Students Against Sweatshops crew. Shush. Protesters outside the venue held a banner declaring, Selena, don't be an ambassador for sweatshops. So editors at OMG Yahoo also alleged one of the activists gained entry to the event and handed a flyer to Gomez, pleading with her to be an ambassador for children, not sweatshops. However, the incident didn't appear to affect the singer-actress. She later took to her Twitter.com page to declare, amazing show for Adidas Neo label tonight. They looked amazing.
Oh, wow. She's designing for Adidas
she's
Neo.
She's designing. Wow. And I think she's really going to sell.
Sana Adidas brings her here.
Oh. Oh. And, these are huge, like, for her, somebody
she's
her
like
age.
She's like a Stella McCartney, na.
Parang, eh, right?
Right. Wow. Yeah, because, well, Stella has a line. David Beckham has a line.
Yeah, for the brand.
Yeah.
But now she has her own. Whoa.
Nice.
She's just turning out to be, I think
oh my God. You know what I'm excited for?
What?
Because you know Katy Perry, I'm not sure if she's still endorsing Adidas, but she used to endorse Adidas.
Right.
And she came up with print ads for Adidas. And it was just her in like a sports bra. And so I can't wait
for
the day that
Selena
Gomez
oh
has
God
that too. Ay, nako, it feels so wrong, but it feels oh so right.
You're going to have to, I think that's going to happen pretty soon.
Right.
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 Let's see.
Unless she starts doing more independent roles.
No, she's still sikat.
Oh, why? Nobody even, like, I don't know. Like
a little daring, but Spring Breakers, I think. She's running around in a bikini, and
let's,
Dre
let's
seems
go a little
to
more,
like that.
Let's go a little more daring.
More daring than that.
Yes.
Is that the ba? They're wearing bikinis and sporting guns.
Yeah, and they're well,
and their
the
bikinis
premise
are
of,
like really skimpy.
Yeah, and the premise of the entire movie is like a bunch of girls gone wild,
and they steal something.
Yeah,
that's the movie.
And I like that. Well, if a girl in a bikini is running, you know, things tend to
It reminds me of Baywatch. Oh, the glory days.
Baywatch moment. Anyway, that is the news. The first one today here on the show, you've got you've got Gino and Delamar right
D&G
here.
D&G. Para Dolce and Gabbana.
I know,
and
so
high class.
Perfect for you, Gino.
We're so classy today.
Why would you say that?
DNG. Dolce & Gabbana.
No, is it perfect for Gino? What? Kawawa naman ako.
Hindi ka daw kasi class.
You're not that. Wala ka sa level na yun.
Hindi ka daw kasi.
Whoa!
Yeah, wala ka sa level na yun. Si Gino medyo really? Big spender, so you know.
Labo. Pero on DNG. Is for guys ba?
They have both.
Yeah. Parang more often than not, though, I see for girls.
Yeah. So perfect now for you. For girls.
Alright, more news happens here on The Morning Rush today on a Friday. You're with us all the way to 10.
The Morning
only
Rush.
Only on Mox Radio. RX 93.1.
Monster Radio RX 93.
Why do I do that?
What?
But it's like, it's automatic because Chico does it all the time. You sort of emulate how he says it.
Oh, but how would you say it then?
No, it's just Monster Radio RX 93.1.
Nah, it's parang guapong peg.
What about Monster Radio RX 93.1?
Okay, sige. Panindigan na natin to. Take two. Let's get it right.
The Morning Rush Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10. Monster Radio.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the Morning Rush Top 10.
We're doing the suggestion of Chenong. Mm-hmm. So he asked us to do the Top 10 Please Lang statements.
All right.
Let's start it off with Jay Ryan. Please lang, sana ikaw naman ang maunang magparamdam. You know how sometimes there are people who will always wait for someone to invite them.
Yeah.
Wait for them to.
The effort is always one-sided.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm guilty of this with some people.
And then, you know what's worse is if you guys are actually like, if you guys have something
super close.
Already.
Yeah.
Like, no, let's just say you're already dating.
Or.
You're already almost there in that in the relationship sense.
Tapos it's always the guy.
But it's still always, you know, the guy. I mean, I know that traditionally it's supposed to be the case.
Yeah.
But you know, every once in a while, throw us a bone.
And I think guys, I think guys want to be wanted.
Exactly.
I mean, you just have
we
to.
We won't
do
say it.
Yeah.
Na parang right. We'll be like, oh, please. Actually, well, most guys won't say it.
But you no, but I've heard this from a lot of guys.
Yeah,
like sometimes we want.
We want to be relevant.
Yeah, and like, well, do you really want my company? Because I'm always the one asking you.
Oh, and parang like yeah, exactly. Right. Yung parang araw, hindi naman sa araw-araw, pero like every week na lang.
I'm
just,
the one who
hey,
asks
let's,
you.
Let's hang
right,
out. Let's hang
right.
out. How come you don't ask me to hang out? You know, and that's always given the right moment in time.
Yeah.
If you ask a guy that. It would be so like, oh my God.
Kilig, right,
no, kasi
right.
Parang,
well, I'm a girl and I never thought that that would happen. But some guy friends told me that and I'm like, oh no, no. Because we like being asked.
Yeah.
I'm sure guys like being asked too. But it's just done in a very subtle way. When girls ask a guy out.
Yeah.
It's, you know, iba yung
style. Na parang, hey, I'm going to go to the mall and buy and go shopping or whatever.
You want
to
hang out?
You want to just meet up? You wanna, yeah. But even with that, oh my God, kinikinig ako. But even
look at Drake, he's right? not look impressed.
The look on his face.
Have you been asked out?
No, I think
on
he's sad. I think no. he's sad because
I think he's tired.
I'm tired.
Yeah,
a bit. Yeah,
I think he's more.
No,
more
I'm just
than
actually
tired.
Listening to
sad.
You guys and just learning a lot.
Have you asked a girl? I mean, has a girl asked you out?
I'm kind of no.
Has a guy asked
you
out?
What makes me, no. You know what makes me kilig when a girl asks me out? I don't know if it's like their way of asking me out when yeah. they just ask "San ka?" Question mark.
Yeah.
So let's ask
tapos
me out.
Mga 2 a.m. ba to? Kasi kung mga 2 a.m.
Oy, masaya na ako nun. Mas masaya yun.
Ibang class.
2 a.m. to 2:30.
No, but you seem simple. Where's san ka?
Yeah, I think, yeah, that's the girl's
wanted.
Way. Parang yeah. nobody asks you where you are if they're not,
if they're not interested.
There's not a follow-up
yeah.
question like, oh, you're near the area.
Or
you wanna...
ano pala, no? San ka? Ah, nandito sa bahay. Bakit? Okay, kasi pupunta ako ng mall. I don't want to bump into you.
Diyan ka na lang.
Diyan ka na lang. Huwag ka aalis.
Para may pinagugutan ka nun, Gina.
Yun naman.
Okay, Coco Hernandez says, please lang, mag-toothbrush ka. Nakakamatay eh.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this. Please lang mag-tissue.
Huh? Tissue?
Magpunas.
Right, what?
Nang ano?
Punas ang alin?
Sa CR.
Huh?
Mga tao. In public toilets?
In public restrooms.
What do you mean?
In public restrooms.
Like the toilets.
Punasan. The spill?
Punasan, yeah. The spill.
Right.
Disgusting.
Punas, pinag-uusapan.
Wait, but guys have urinals.
Yeah, but we also have toilets.
Yeah, toilets. If you use the toilets, some miss. You miss.
I don't understand how people can miss.
Well, with girls, it's understandable because we squat.
Yeah, with girls, I understand.
But you guys
with
are holding
guys?
The thing.
I think with some guys, I don't lumapit near the urinal because it's gross. Because it's kadire. Because it's filled with, you know, urine.
Bacteria.
So they stay away. So they spill.
A lot of spillage.
So they miss.
Yeah. Gross.
It's so weird. Yeah, no, because you'll see.
It's disgusting.
You'll see, like, trails of it.
Really?
Leading to the... So you'll kind of figure where the last guy was standing.
And you step on it.
I want to see what a guy's restroom looks like. I've
it's
never been...
It's this one right there.
Oh, yeah. That one.
Or the other side.
Ah, in the mall.
Because it seems like that's the common experience. Most people...
You've never accidentally walked into a guy's...
Well, maybe a few steps in, but not really to see the urinal.
Okay. Well, it's really not a lot.
Oh, it was awkward yesterday. Here's a story. I was going into a public restroom in one of the malls here in Ortigas. And the cleaning person was a lady.
Yeah.
So it was kind of awkward.
They do that a lot.
So you're peeing in the urinal.
Guy, right?
Then there's a girl like mopping.
Well, it doesn't have to be a guy.
But it's
strange. But sadly they do it when you guys are not there.
Yeah.
Right.
But minsan, I guess they're just so desensitized to all of it.
And sometimes there's a lack of personnel, so it...
That's true.
Yeah, so they have to cover for, you know... Or
more
like,
than
let's
a stinky
say,
bathroom, it's a girl that cleans. Hey, look at this. Brindun says, "Dis lang, tumanda ka na para maligawan na kita."
Uy! Sounds like Makoy.
Jail,
sounds like Makoy. Hilag-hilag.
Grabe.
Grabe naman.
Where did that come from? Ren Ren Go Away says, this one is for Gino. Please lang. Ayoko ng gulay.
Actually, that's true.
But I think he means it like gulay. It's all caps.
What's gulay?
Gulay.
Okay, what's wrong
with... Di ba parang ano? Like it's soggy?
Oh. Oh. I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know. That's why I don't like gulay.
Because you don't know vegetables.
Because I don't eat gulay. I eat fruits like banana.
Ew.
You know, do you know that I have a friend, if it's vegetables that's prepared, he gets angry.
What?
He gets like, parang he gets, what do you call this? Like,
masungit? Agitated?
No, masungit, parang, ugh. He doesn't like vegetables that much.
Who is this friend?
Gino.
No, not you. Are you like that?
No. I don't
get
angry.
You know what? I've never seen you order vegetables.
I really don't.
Yeah.
Like, okay, it'll come on the side with my
of
food
something,
or something.
Yeah.
But like,
usually meat.
I won't touch it.
Meat, pasta, I've seen you, but I've never seen him order vegetables.
Do you eat vegetables?
No,
he doesn't like
See,
it.
We have the most unhealthy home.
Actually, that's true.
You don't eat vegetables, I don't eat fruits.
Okay, they live together now, folks.
But I eat a lot of chocolate and he doesn't.
I can't.
Oh, you don't eat chocolate?
I can't.
Why not?
My throat closes.
Oh, you're allergic.
Yep.
Gino,
chocolate.
You're lucky.
Deba?
Wow.
So it's all mine.
Yeah, it's all yours. Last two. From, where is that? Okay, from Ilan Villanueva.
Right.
Please lang, wag ka na mag-buffer.
Hassle nga naman yun, no? Yung parang sobrang excited ka na to watch a movie online.
Then it buffers.
Tapos biglang, up! Tapos alam mo yun, nagka-climax na yung story. Tapos biglang magbabuffer. Nakakapikon eh. Parang nakakabitin. Alam mo yung to the point na minsan masakit sa loob-looban mo.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? No, but I watch YouTube with Cooper.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like kiddie stuff. And when it buffers, like how do you explain to a kid, well, the connection is slow.
Diba?
It's like they're not the most patient creatures.
They're really not.
It's horrible. Like no buffering, please. And to cap off the bottom half of the top 10 please lang statements comes from another one from Ren Ren Go Away.
Ren Ren Go Away says,
"Please lang, there is no 14 in my February calendar, so don't ask who's my Valentine date."
Pero kung may chicks na tinanong ka, may Valentine's date ka ba? Wala. Wala.
No, but it's just funny because some people really hate Valentine's. They've come to hate it.
Yeah.
I used to hate it.
Did you? So
no,
how come you
no,
don't
it's just
hate
it no, no, it's just a
no,
non-entity
no.
to me.
Yeah, so how come you don't hate it anymore?
It's just not like, okay, it's there.
Do you have plans for Valentine's?
No.
We're working.
Yeah, we're working. All we have work. I know. We got work.
But for some reason, though, this year, a lot of people hate Valentine's, like, more than the usual.
No, because I think it's just getting a little too overrated.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That everybody's just like, crazy. Oh, Valentine's, Valentine's, Valentine's. I mean,
I like Valentine's just because they come up with, what do you call this, like, concerts that are really, yeah, you know, good. But other than that, I don't like the whole pressure of being romantic kind of thing.
I like Valentine's because of the fact that it celebrates love.
Yeah.
But to the
point
where
a lot of things come with it.
There is a lot of
pressure.
Yeah, pressure. There's a lot of expectation to be like romantic, to come up with something. I don't think that should be the case. I mean, yeah, you celebrate.
You should
love.
Do it every day. You should show your love every day. That's how you should do it. Valentine should be every day.
So what are your plans this Valentine's?
What? What's Valentine? What?
Huh? All right, we're looking for the top 10 please long statements. If you want to join us, please just tweet us over twitter.com/rx931. Don't forget to use hashtag the morning rush and hashtag please long.
The morning rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino on the morning rush. Part 2.
The Morning Rush, Top 10. Morning Rush, Top 10.
Radio. Monster Radio, RX93.1. I think I'll need to... I'll need to... Huh? Yeah! Oh my gosh, it's so much better. I can hear myself.
There you go.
There. Monster Radio RX 93.1. All right, here we go with the top 10. Thank you again to Chenong. Actually, he was thanking us, and I was like, oh, we should be the ones thanking you today.
That's true.
The top 10 these slang statements that started off with, since we were talking about eating, from Jubeth Lee Singh. Please lang, totohanin mo na yung pagda-diet mo.
Hey.
I'm so guilty.
I know, me too.
I'm so guilty.
No, but at least the small consolation that I have is at least I'm consistently working out.
Right, yeah, right.
I mean, I am eating relatively the same amount. I mean, maybe just a little bit less than I would have before.
Okay.
And like, I try to avoid sweets and stuff. But at least, you know, the workout part is...
Well, I'm gearing up for going back to yoga.
Oh, there you go.
After about 15 months.
Aren't you going to do like an everyday thing?
Yeah. I'm gearing up. That's why you see me hydrating myself.
Right.
I'm hydrating myself already so that I can, when I get back to yoga, I won't have such a hard time.
Nako, paano yan? Pag-iwanan na natin si Chico sa pagka-sexy.
We're the fatties. He's the thin one.
I know.
All right, from...
Eh, matanda naman siya.
Kawawa naman! Well, he's having a grand time in Cebu.
Is he hosting?
The Queen City of the South. No.
Oh, he's attending.
He's attending an event. A wedding of a friend.
Saya naman.
I know. I know, I've never been invited to a destination wedding.
You know, I don't even remember the last time I was just invited to a wedding. Like, invited.
Yeah, because we're almost always hosting.
Yeah, and even with friends, usually they're like, oy, host naman may ano. So parang it's like, oh, okay.
You can't enjoy the event.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
I just miss being able to sit down and...
relax and, you know...
And even for like a corporate event.
Right.
When was the last time that we actually just went to an event, sat down and just enjoyed it?
Well, it's the life of a host.
I know.
Yeah.
I guess that's true.
Here's one that's kind of like, it's what, February, so school year is about to end, right?
Right.
Generic 20 says, please lang, wag mo naman kami pahirapan. Talking to the
talking
thesis.
To the, yeah.
You know what I got when I did my thesis? Primary complex?
Okay.
Like something that, parang a step away from tuberculosis.
Really?
Or what was that? Or pneumonia? One of them, respiratory problems.
Did you get rained on?
No, because we were constantly not sleeping.
Oh, right.
So we're talking, because for history, which was my major,
right?
The thesis is one whole year.
Oh, you had to go back in time.
Well, medyo. No, but we weren't sleeping, and we were staying up just reading, writing,
right.
And then you miss meals, and then you have to attend classes the next day. And this went on for 2 semesters. So by the end of it, I was so sick.
Ugh.
I know. That's why.
See? So, moral of the story, don't do your thesis. Or don't do well in school.
So bad. Well, Jugger G says, please lang, paaminin nyo na si Chico kung sino ang Radio 1 crush na.
O nga naman. Actually, we can do that for him.
Well, if you want him to say it, he's never gonna say
it. He's never gonna say it.
Never.
But if you want us to say it,
we can be bought.
That's true. With food and money.
Right. With food, money, and favors.
Yes. What kind of favors?
Let's say coffee run.
Okay.
Pay my bills for me here. Send you on an errand kind of favor.
Kala ko like a
sexual kind?
A sensible kind.
Sensible.
That's what I was going to say.
Kala ko sexual. Mary Marge says, please lang, mag-shave ka naman. Ang kapal na eh.
Nang bigote mo.
Bigote.
Oh.
You know that's the worst.
Makate kasi, diba?
Like what you have right now?
Right.
That is the worst.
Why?
Because it pierces our very sensitive facial skin. Do you know that men's skin is like, I don't know how many percent thicker than ours?
So you're trying to say makapal mukha ko?
Yes.
Mas makapal yung mukha namin mga lalaki?
But literally, no, yes.
But literally, yeah.
And the stubble you have right now, that yeah. is the hardest.
But it's ticklish though.
No, it's ticklish.
It serves its purpose.
Ah.
Oh. Ooh.
No, but I think
yeah,
if
but
it's longer, Bob, but that...
It's ano daw.
It's like a
it's
a
like
needle.
Needles, yeah. So I've heard this before.
You have?
Yes, I have.
So why do you have a stubble now?
Why? Am I not allowed to have stubbles?
Well, if you expect to get kisses, or if you expect that... the persons
mm-hmm.
that you're kissing won't get, you know.
Well, if you love me enough, you'll accept me for who I am. I can't change the fact that
I... You can change that.
No.
You can shave that, Gino.
What? You know how nakakatamad it is to shave every day? Literally, if you don't want me to have this stubble, I have to shave every day.
Kasi mag-facial care. You can't.
Salamat ka, mag-isa ako.
I can't say anything.
No, but seriously, it really is nakakatamad.
Really?
Yeah.
But imagine, we do that all the time with legs. I mean, those
no, you,
are shaved.
You can wax it.
Yeah, but it's pretty constant too. Legs and all the other unwanted hair. But tinga kayo, you can sport a stubble
no,
and
kasi,
it's okay.
With you, exactly. With you guys, it looks...
With you guys? We're
I
not
mean, with
guys.
You girls, I mean, it looks...
Ah.
But with guys, it actually looks good. I mean, you've seen like...
I agree.
Kaya, look at David Beckham, for crying out loud.
Did you see his new commercial?
Oh my God.
The one where he's running and then he keeps losing his clothes?
Oh my God, right?
Oh my goodness!
Nakapikon yung taong yun. Bakit ba ganun ugali niya?
He's just... I don't think he's...
He's just so good
getting
looking.
Hotter.
Yeah, I know.
And the face is as handsome as his body is hot.
Just don't make him talk.
Hello! Hello, I'm David Beckham.
Here's another one. Jay Ryan, a bitchy entry. Please don't talk too much about yourself. We will do it when you leave.
Ooh.
Ooh. But even if it's a good kind of talk, you yeah. really tend to talk to about people who are not there.
Who are not there. Right. Atin mo, si Chico.
Oh, I see.
Diba? We're consistently talking about, you know, his crushes, his age. And whatever, because he's not here.
Right. Here's one, because he's coming back on Sunday, I think.
Yeah.
Here's one from Kiko Monster. Pag di tayo close, please lang, pag di tayo close, wag mag-expect ng pasalubong. I'm nice, but I'm not that nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even if you are close.
Pero sana may pasalubong tayo.
Sana nga.
Kahit otap.
Ako steamed rice.
Ako piyaya pala.
Ako steamed rice.
Really?
Dim sum. Or lechon.
What if he brought home lechon? What if, because he was just, because he's not like that, right?
Yeah.
But what if he just said, well, I'm going to do something really nice. I'm going to wow these two.
But he's kind of koripse. Not that there's anything wrong with it. You know, he saves his money. No, it's true.
Yeah, I agree.
Unless it's like a special occasion.
No, the reason
like
why I'm laughing is that I've known this for a long
while.
Time. But you're like, you just blurted it out. Oh my gosh. But what if he
no,
brought
he's
home?
Really, he's really matipid.
Yeah, he diba? Is.
I mean,
yeah.
even on himself. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Considering many things financially, like he won't just buy anything outright.
Yeah, but diba? When he buys things that he likes, he goes all out.
You remember how long it took for him to buy an iPad?
I know. We had to like pressure him.
Diba?
When but look at him now. He loves his iPad.
No.
My gosh.
Diba? Maybe
can't get it away from him.
Maybe eventually if he buys us lechon, he'll love it too.
What, the lechon
pero
or
feeling
us?
Ko hindi. Feeling ko hindi.
But what if no? Bigla na lang siya na ganun.
Diba? Sana ka.
And the top. Please lang statement comes from Preppy Eds.
Preppy Eds says,
please lang. Ang pagiging biyach, may binabagayan.
Mm.
You know how, this is true.
That's true.
Parang some people, when they're bitchy, parang, you're just like...
And then, tsaka sorry, sorry to have to say this, but usually, only hot girls can be all-out bitchy.
Yeah, parang mean girls.
Yeah, because... Sila yung,
that's a double standard. I don't agree, but I understand why you're saying
it's,
that.
It's kind of true. That the reason why they can be bitchy is because...
they have the right to.
They feel like they're better than these people.
Well, that's the perception. It's not true.
Of course,
it should
not
be nice.
Yeah.
But I understand. Like, if everybody was going to be bitchy,
yeah,
you might as well be... like good, better looking, better dressed, better educated. Because you're
whoever
looking,
it is that you're being bitchy.
Yeah, because being bitchy is you're looking down on someone, so exactly, you need to be on a higher ground. Mm. I understand.
Oh, so now you understand why I'm so bitchy to you.
Akala ko ba ako yung bitch?
Fine.
Yeah, but I'm the biatch in the group. I don't agree.
Yes, I mean neither do I. I obviously you're not supposed to be bitchy. Except to your friends.
Oo, pagka okay na kayong...
pagka okay na kayo.
Okay na kayo. Pag alam
na nila
na, ganun
ka lang talaga.
Let it all hang out. All right, the top 10 please long statements. If you want to join us, please tweet us via @RX931. Do not forget to use #TheMorningRush and #PleaseLang.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX93.1.
The Morning Rush. Top 10. The
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 3.1. Time for the top 10. Here we go.
I think we were trending.
We're still trending.
Oh, we're still trending.
We
thank
are
you.
The number one trending topic. Thank you very much cool. for hashtagging please lang.
Wow, thanks to Chenong for asking us to do this today.
So please lang, tuloy niya yan.
Oh, tuloy niyo lang yan. Hashtag lang kayo ng hashtag. All right, the top 10 please lang statements. Thank you again to Chenong for this. Let's do the bottom half. From Coco Hernandez, please lang. Sarap mo eh. Kakainin kita pero wag mo ako patabain. Talking to food.
Yes.
Do you know that I had 2 scoops of ice cream yesterday?
What?
Yes.
Oh, you know I finished my pint.
Oh my gosh,
in
right?
In one sitting.
Oh! If you didn't hear that, he said in one sitting.
Thanks!
I'm sorry, but you... okay, because I understand what you're talking... what right? you're going through. So I opened a pint of ice cream.
Parang it's a post-breakup. Alam mo yung... I understand what you're going
through. I know. I feel you, girl.
And you know what? You know what? Okay. Here's... you know what happened? I was watching Notting Hill.
Oh my gosh, the other night?
Yeah, the other night, I was watching Notting Hill. I was sitting on my lazy boy. And then I was eating a pint of ice cream.
My gosh.
I felt like such a girl.
You are a girl. This is your girliest moment yet. Not even when you were wearing heels or wearing a dress.
Because this is deep.
This is like...
this is emotional.
And this is in the privacy of your home. On a lazy boy. Did you have a blanket?
No, naman.
Okay.
I was wearing a sando.
Wow. Macho.
Only a sando. Pero yung sando ko yellow. Yung yellow na bright yellow.
Oh, I don't want to
bright yellow sando, loose baggy basketball shorts.
Dun ka naging macho.
Dun ako naging macho. Tapos right after, because I realized na parang, oh my God, I just finished Notting Hill, eating ice cream, and I was smiling .
I'm telling you, that ice cream makes you smile. I'm diba? Telling you. Okay, this is my experience. So, kasi diba you said you finished the whole pint.
Right.
What I did was, I ate half, and I was like so conscious, stop na del, stop. And then I put it in the freezer. And then I tried to focus my attention on the...
pero wala.
Oh, parang, it's calling me, like, del!
Don't eat me, del!
It's too cold in here.
Eat me
now, Del.
Oh my God. Oh, and then I had to balance it out after.
With?
I watched Fast and the Furious 5. And then I drank a beer. At home. Para right. It's like, para okay.
Sige, this is getting too early.
Man.
Yeah, but I understand. And then I brought my sister-in-law yesterday to taste the ice cream. We went to the stall. And then she would close her eyes, literally half close her eyes. And then like, alam mo yung when you're so in, parang you're so
wrapped up in
emotion. She would half close her eyes and go, it's like I'm in a fair. It was just so weird.
No, but you know, you know the reason why people do that is so you can focus on your other
on
senses.
The feeling, yeah. Right? But a lot of food that you love to eat doesn't have to be ice cream. It can be anything.
Sisig.
Sisig.
Isaw.
Isaw.
Kwek kwek.
Kwek kwek.
Kwek kwek.
Kwek kwek.
Kwek kwek.
Hindi, kwek kwek.
Whatever, it's kwek kwek.
Guys, please tell him it's kwek kwek on Twitter, okay? Okay. And don't forget to use hashtag please lang.
Please lang, it's kwek kwek.
Please lang, Gino, it's kwek kwek.
Why is it kwek kwek? It's quail egg.
It's not based on the quail, it's just kwek kwek.
Then why kwek? What? Where did the kwek
what?
Come
language
from?
Is arbitrary. Why would you call yourself Gino? Why would you call yourself Delamar? It's just a word.
You are called Delamar because it is the name of both of your tamaba.
A combination.
Combi, diba?
Yeah, no, but I mean, okay, let's not my name. Let's say a table. Why is a table called a table? It's just a name.
Tabu.
Tabu.
No,
he sounded.
No, because, kunwari, chicken feet, Adidas. Because it's feet. It
I
comes
see what
from
you
somewhere.
Did there.
No, but you know what I mean? Chicken feet, Adidas, Beta, I don't, Betamax is because it's,
Parang itsura ng bala.
Yeah, parang
the
ganun.
The mini bala ng. So that's the coagulated blood, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, diba, it
I've
comes
never
from
tasted
somewhere.
That.
Neither have I.
Betamax.
Like, parang it's just a little too much for me.
But I mean, just food. Parang if you could plead with food, I'm going to eat you, okay? But,
don't
make
me
fat.
Diba, sana they listen, no?
All right, from P-Brain.
They never do.
They never do. P-Brain says, please lang. Huwag masyado umasa sa ideal guy kung ikaw, hindi ka naman ideal.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
From...
You get what you give.
Right. Kankarot says, please lang, enough with the selfies. Nakakairita na. Where does that come from?
It's a self...
It's like a self-portrait, but yeah. That's just the new way of
the
calling
word?
It?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess.
But do you notice...
I did a selfie. Like 2 days ago.
I know. I saw it in your car.
Yeah.
It was so weird because I've never seen you do a selfie.
Exactly. No, because parang I just kept on hearing selfie, so I kind of wanted to make fun of it.
Make
fun of it, but in the same.
Pero parang seryoso.
But at the same time, no, because I was listening to Suit and Tie. It was playing an RX, and I was literally wearing a suit and tie, so I was like, oi, I'm gonna leave it all on the floor tonight, and then I started taking photos of myself.
Parang in my feed, for example, in my Instagram feed. Mm. I love celebrities because you want to see them. They're celebrities for a reason.
Yeah.
But people who keep posting pictures of themselves and that's all they ever post, it's kind of weird,
pag
right?
Pag paulit-ulit na yun lang, medyo, oy. Kasi okay, admittedly, like with some celebrities, I follow them because obviously I want to see them.
You
want to
see them, exactly.
Yeah. So parang sometimes when they have a quote-unquote selfie, it's all good. Cause if
you follow Georgina.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you want to look at that, Anne? Wouldn't you want to look at that?
But that's not the only thing they post.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Right.
It's a nice combination of, and I think that's what makes them so followable.
Yeah.
Right? They're so follow-worthy because not only do they post, you know,
selfies.
Their faces, which is, you know, something that is
people
great in
itself.
People
want to see.
But they also post other interesting stuff.
Right. Yeah. Last two from, It's Me, Lobs. Please lang, manong driver. Pro-life ako. Huwag ka mag-suicide.
Yeah.
I had a road rage moment the other day.
Oh, was this when you almost got into an accident?
No, I didn't get into an accident.
Ano ba yun? No, you almost got, like, on the way to work?
No,
some dude
different.
Cut you off?
I don't know. Yeah, coming home from
think
somewhere.
About it, I think every day we have a road rage moment.
No, this is like one of, very rare na kasi my road rage. Yeah, very rare these days.
What's wrong with you?
I know.
Let it out then.
No, and then you know what? He had the gall to call me Boba.
Ah, yeah,
and
I saw that.
I really
tweet.
Don't care that you call me that, but it's like, but in this case, I have the right of way. You know, in front of Ultra.
Oh.
So after the stoplight, I was on the left side. Mm. Two lanes, I was on the left. And my car was 3/4 when he started to overtake.
Yeah.
So my, almost the whole car was...
Already there.
So if you, ikaw ang nag-overtake, ikaw ang sumisingit, you have to be suave about it, right? So I honked my horn, he got angry. And he was like, he tailed me and he tried to like, you know, parang threatening to bump me. And I'm like, you know what? F you, I don't care.
No.
And then I really slowed down. And I'm like, yeah, you give me one reason to get down to this car, I will.
Right.
And I was like so angry. You know how angry I was?
Mm.
I was shaking.
Did you turn green?
I did.
I did. Nag-Hulk moment ka pero I did.
Pero I...
And who uses Boba?
Well, apparently that guy. I'm like,
really?
Look, you don't have the right of way. Mm. Don't get angry. And I was like, well, he had a PNP thing. So which made me angrier. But I was like, you know what?
And seriously, who uses boba? Then you could have said, yo, bit.
Actually, I kind of laughed when he said that. Like, boba. Really?
Dapat sinabi mo fat? Only geeks would get that.
I know, Gino. But it was just,
Boba Fett.
You know, you should have seen like how angry I was. Mm. And I, you know, it's funny because when we say don't give in to road rage, it really is tempting. And you put your whole life on the line but just because of that one moment.
But sometimes it's fun.
I understand.
Sometimes
that.
You have to let it
I
out.
I know.
But say no to road rage.
Say no. And to cap off the bottom half of the top 10 please long moments comes from, where is it from?
From the Philippines.
This one is from Truly Citadel.
Truly Citadel says,
please lang, palabasin niyo muna ang mga tao sa elevator bago kayo pumasok.
Oh my God.
I knew this was gonna get
oh
your goat.
Oh my God.
But it's true. This is really like, even in Strata, like where we are, people tend to gather around.
Yeah, and you
and
can't
like,
get
look,
out.
Look, if you don't let me out, you can't get
exactly.
in. I agree.
Hindi, tsaka yung isang group pa sila na nagdadaldalan tas sabay-sabay papasok. Parang ang sa, you know, sorry, this is really like a, this is a huge
pet peeve,
pet
for you.
Peeve of
I know,
mine. Because like, almost my entire life, I've lived in a building with an elevator.
Ah.
So growing up, I've always known how to properly use an elevator.
Yeah, go in and out.
And the thing is, just some people just don't seem to get the concept of, dude, it won't close if you hold the friggin' button that says up or down or whatever it is,
right,
you know, wherever
right.
it is that you're going. So you don't have to like rush into it. Just hold the friggin' elevator until people get out.
Like everybody out.
But it's such a foreign concept to some people. Na parang, one time, you know what I really wanted to do? Because like, I used to live in a condo hotel.
Yeah.
So there would be a lot of like hotel guests.
Yeah.
And then usually the hotel guests would be the ones who don't really know how to use the elevator properly because, you know, they don't really live there and whatever. So one time I really wanted to borrow like, you know, somebody's like full on like contact football equipment and then just sort of like plow through everyone.
Yeah. I was about to
so
say.
It's so annoying.
With your weight, Kaya. I'm sorry. But remember, if I did that, walang impact. Hey, wait! Oh, no! I'm gonna wait for his, he will retaliate, folks.
It will be.
I know, stay tuned. We have more than 2 hours. All right, here we go. The top 10 please long moments. Thank you again to Cheno. Please tweet us via twitter.com/rx931. Don't forget to use hashtag the morning rush and hashtag please long.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1. La 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 la.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the Morning Rush Top 10. But before we do that, quick, what's up to Mike? Wakeboarding Mike.
Hello, Wakeboarding Mike. I met him.
Yes.
Yeah.
In Opus during that fateful night.
That was such a happy night.
It was indeed.
It really was. Actually, you introduced me to two people who were just so nice. I don't know if because they were drunk.
Probably because,
yeah. But I like that. Because people get to lose their inhibitions. They talk to each other.
Yeah, they're not as shy.
As shy.
They're not as reserved as they usually are. I mean, sometimes it works out for the better. Sometimes it also doesn't work out.
Yeah, sometimes it's too much.
Except they become like the inner douchebag and whatever.
But it was good vibes that night. Remember that night?
Yeah.
And then, next thing we know, like you and me and our friend, we were like, where's Chico? He was having way too much fun. All right, let's do the top 10 please long moments. Thank you so much, guys, for making us trend. And thank you to Channing for asking us to do this today.
All right,
let's start off with Jubeth Leasing. Please long. Huwag kang masyadong umiti. Nahulog la ako lalo sa'yo eh.
But you know how sometimes that really is the case?
Chaka, don't you notice that there really are people who smile?
Really, like...
It's just different.
It's crazy.
I've met, like, even babies.
Mm.
Their babies, when they smile, it's like it draws you in.
Yeah.
Like, they just...
Hello.
I know.
Hello.
Hello.
Which baby are you talking about?
Because I'm not supposed to say these.
It's so weird, no?
Because I'm, of course, yeah. He's my son. But I swear.
No, but seriously, like, and you know what's annoying, borderline annoying? It's
what?
Like, with movie stars, some of them really have that smile. That,
Julia Roberts.
Yeah, Julia Roberts. Okay. I think Anna Kendrick has one of those smiles. That dorky sort of like... And then, so I remember I was watching 50-50. It was Anna Kendrick and Joseph Gordon-Levitt. And then I have this newly found crush for
Anna Kendrick.
Anna Kendrick. And then there, like, she's a doctor and whatever. But so there was this one scene na parang... She was sort of like being dorky. And then she was just smiling at Joseph Gordon. Alam mo yung parang... Oh my God, you're so cute. I want to hug you. But obviously I can't because you're Anna Kendrick. You know what I mean?
Like, but you know her charm even worked on George Clooney. He said working on Up in the Air, remember that movie?
Yeah.
He said like, this girl, you just know that you will have fun with her the minute they stepped on set.
Nice.
Wow, diba? The
I'm
stamp
pretty
of
sure
a...
I'll have fun with her.
Not that way, Gino. Not that way.
Why not?
From Avria Chocolate. Please lang, alam ko na ang totoo. Don't lie to me. You know, that's the hardest. When you know that they're not telling you the truth, and then they're still like, no.
Yeah. Deny it. Just to add to that, my name is Axel is actually just, you're actually correct. He goes, Diana Agron smile.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that... Oh, you just want to protect her. Alam mo yung ganun?
The smile that's not all out big, eh.
Yeah, yung parang...
Right. Parang iba, parang it's so demure, but
yeah,
it's so
pulls
warm, you in.
And it's so like,
sino pa ba has
I
a
want
nice
to
smile?
Save you from the world.
Who has a nice smile? A guy.
Si Ryan Reynolds. Si Ryan Reynolds.
Wait, you say that as such a
guy. He has that like mischievous sort of like.
Chaka, I'm always waiting for a punchline with him.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
And you just know he's a funny guy.
Right. I'm wondering who among the like the guys have
Tom Cruise?
Tom Cruise, yeah.
Or Will Smith.
Will Smith.
Yeah.
He's just so affable.
Like
this
like
guy
a,
is so
he's like
nice.
A jester, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I want to hang out with him kind of smile.
Yeah. Sir Ryan Reynolds, I want to be him. Be him kind of smile.
Him.
I want to be him.
The Pabila guy says, please lang, stop saying please follow back. Be awesome and then people will follow you.
That's true.
Agree.
And and even the police arty. Unless na lang it's super important. Like, let's just say...
Pero kasi parang, diba, I really think that... Like causes, you mean?
Yeah, like causes or something like that.
Tsaka I think if you have something nice that you tweeted, people will really retweet you.
You know who else has a really great smile? I can't believe you didn't remember this. Chris Pine.
Oh, yeah.
Diba?
Yeah.
Diba?
I love him. I heart him
Chris
so much.
Pine. And...
You know what I like among the other things that I like about him? His voice.
Yeah.
It's so deep. It's so commanding. It's like, you know what?
This is Captain Kirk.
I loved him in Blind Date. Did you?
Yes, where he was blind.
That's where I first fell in love with him.
That's where I first fell in love with him.
I'm sorry. This is just so
it's
out
so
of
delusional.
Hand. I know. Alam mo, I had like dreams that he will be like coming to the Philippines.
Yeah.
And he'll go, you know what? I was surfing the internet one time and, you know, I stumbled onto this radio station. I like the show and the girl is so cute. Nox! Oh, my delusions.
Switching from one to the next.
Gagi. I just find him so... He's that cad in my... At least my perception.
Yeah.
He's that jerk and cad that you know deep down is a nice guy.
Nox. Yeah, I'm slowly starting to see like a pattern of ano.
I know I like you know the bad
mga
boys.
Mga Delamarables.
Delamarables. Pero you have to admit there aren't a lot of them. It's very rare that
it's
I find
rare.
Someone.
And honestly, especially with Pinoys, I think it's very rare for you to find the kind of personality that you want in a Filipino.
Okay, I'll admit this. When we were wakeboarding, I had a huge crush on this wakeboarder.
Okay.
Pero sobrang no pansin.
Like, seryoso? As hindi kanya pinapansin?
No, he's nice naman eh. He's nice like, hi. Because we see each other every weekend. Or sometimes twice a week when we
use Pinoy to.
Yeah, he's so guapo. I mean, he's so guapo. He's so appealing. Pero talagang... No pansin talaga. Like, I felt so invisible.
Aww.
Where are you now, mister?
Sino kaya to? Kilala ko kaya to.
What if he's still wakeboarding, no?
Maybe he still is.
I don't know how he looks like now, though.
Hello, that's what Facebook is for.
I know. And he has a very strange name. Okay. It's not the
it's
name.
It's not common.
It's not common. Okay, I will go on Facebook.
And Ian Somerhalder. Sorry. That's another one. Pero more of smize yung sa kanya.
Tsaka kasi siya, he's like the total package. The total package. And the top. Please lang statement comes from Sleek Maverick.
Sleek Maverick says,
please lang. Sana hindi lang dalawang days ang weekend.
Yeah!
Why?
I wonder which dimwit came up with the idea of just having 2 days for a weekend.
No, it's in the Bible.
No.
Yeah, one day is the rest. Only one day is your rest day.
No.
6 days.
No.
Diba? God created the...
No, but that's God. I mean,
yeah,
obviously.
But they pattern their behavior on what they think is the godlike behavior.
Yeah, I know, but diba parang ano, we are molded in the image. Mm. And, you know, as much as we want to, we don't have godlike powers.
So you want more, ano?
So we want more rest.
Kahit 4 weekdays and three weekends.
Exactly. Parang at least man ng...
Majority pa rin yung work.
Yeah.
Pero, diba?
At least, but sa bagay, no? Feeling ko, pag 3 naman yung weekends, people will be like, oh, bakit hindi na lang...
4.
4, and then 3.5, or whatever. No, but seriously, I think...
No, it's just that I think because we enjoy the weekend so much, and that's a good sign. If you're enjoying it...
Yeah.
Because I remember there was a time in my life when I couldn't wait for it to be Monday. Because I had nothing to do on a weekend.
I think I remember having a conversation with Chico about this before, and sabi niya kasi, during the olden times, nung pinanganak siya... Hindi pa daw ganun ka-heavy yung workload. That's why people could still do the, you know, 5 days of working and then 2 days of like a weekend and whatever. Which kind of makes sense. I mean, I was kidding about the whole during his time. Like, imagine like during the medieval era or something like that.
I don't think day off was a concept for them. People pretty much worked round the clock because people didn't have luxury of time.
They fought for their lives.
They fought for food, for their food. Lives. I mean, oh, sige na.
They fought against being pillaged and raided. And
yeah, and raped. And maimed.
Pero
remember Gladiator?
Sila. Pero mas mahaba yung weekend nila. Doon na lang tayo.
The top 10 please long moments. I mean, please long statements. Go ahead and tweet us via twitter.com/rx931. Hey, don't forget to use hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag please long.
Hey, let's say hi to LJ Reyes. She's tuned in.
Hey, LJ.
Hi, LJ.
LJ, you'd be so proud. I've been doing the shake that she introduced us to during Mars taping.
Right.
I've been taking it.
Nux. So she stole your recipe.
I know. And I added some stuff. Raspberries, blueberries. It's in galing. I just loved it.
Okay.
Thanks, LJ.
The Morning Rush. Chico. Delamar.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush. Part 3.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster in the RX 3.1, time for the Morning Rush Top 10.
Alright, the Top 10 please long statements. Thank you so much, Chenong, for asking us to do this today. Of course, thank you guys for hashtagging it. Alright, so this is the bottom half. Yeah.
But before that, can we just say hello to a bunch of people who are tuned in?
Yeah.
Hello to the Tatum family, or the Tatum family. Chenong, Baba Bambin, Chen Yang, and the James Harold. Thank you very much. Let's also just say hello to Takumi AE86, who says hello to Shivana. Also, Ridiculous Rod saying hello to Crystal Pasquale, the wife, and to the brother, Alexander. Also, let's say hello to War Chief Levi. What's up also to Jarrell? He's also tuned in. So hello, good morning. What's up, Daddy? OMG, I'm just saying, yay, no school today. Wow, really? Ah, because there's an event for the teachers. So good for you. Let's also say hello to Leira Misoka, who says, I just woke up and the first thing I did was turn on the radio so I can listen to you guys. Aw, thank you and good morning. Let's also say hello and it's War Chief Levi's happy birthday. So happy birthday to you. And let's also say hello to Precious Ramos and to Diba Rubals. That's coming from Lilo Boy. Good morning. I am Nutty Boy. Just saying hi to the EDSA Shangri-La Rushers, Angel, Sita, Frances, JP, Patty, and Reese. Ooh, we have EDSA Shangri-La Rushers. Hello.
You know, we're almost always there for events, right?
Sana naman we're there to stay.
Well,
for
heat.
An overnight stay also.
Also heat.
Yeah, I was there. Yeah, never mind. Okay.
All right, so let's do the top 10 please lang statements. Here's one from Yogan. Please lang, patawarin mo na ako.
Yeah. Please forgive me. I know not what I do. Please forgive
Have you
me.
Ever been in this position like that where you're asking for forgiveness and
yes.
the one won't forgive you?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
But eventually, you know, she did. Don't deny me.
How do you say sorry? But I can't imagine you saying sorry.
This pain I'm going through.
Ganyan ka mag-sorry.
Please forgive me.
In a song.
Can't stop loving you.
Kailangan mo mag-sorry sa akin. For
Why?
Having to stand
to
through the whole song.
It. No,
Do you, are you, is sorry okay? Is sorry an easy thing for you to say?
No. It's really not. It's really not an easy thing for me to say. I'd be like, fine, whatever. It's an easy thing for me to text. It's an easy thing for me to type. But not say.
Really?
Like, I mean, a sincere, like...
Sorry.
Oh, I'm really sorry. Like, if it's something that's really heavy and, like, it's a real...
It's a serious matter.
It's a real serious matter.
Mm-hmm.
Then
it's harder.
It's harder for me to say it. Like, but, like, let's just say nabangga kita or something.
Then ay, sorry.
Madali lang ako sa ganun. Right. Like, yung mga... And it's not like I don't mean it. It's just, it's not as grave as...
Right. Because it doesn't matter. You know, an offense that you've done is a little different.
Yeah.
Because for me, and this is the hard part, if I'm convinced that I'm wrong, it's easy for me to say I'm sorry. The hard part is convincing me I'm wrong.
That you are wrong, yeah.
But I mean, but if I do feel like I did somebody wrong, I don't have a problem saying sorry. And sometimes I really, really go out of my way.
Yeah, same here. I never have a problem with actually admitting that I'm wrong. It's just, well, obviously I don't like being wrong.
Nobody does.
No, but...
Look at me, I'm wrong.
You know how sometimes you don't think that sorry just doesn't cut it?
You that mean when you're itself, the one asking for it or you're the one saying it?
When you're the one saying it, it's,
you, but it's not enough.
The reason why I have a hard time saying it is because I don't think it encapsulates what I really mean.
Right.
Like how sorry I am.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean?
Okay.
So that's why it's hard for me to say it.
Hmm. Well, I think there are two categories. People who are easy to say sorry and people who don't say sorry at all, even if they're convinced that they're wrong.
Yeah.
They'll never say sorry.
Yeah. Yes. Yung mga...
Wow, may pinagugutan.
Hindi, yung mga, you know, yung mga parang, oh, nalinis mo naman. Sabi ko sa'yo, diba, linisin mo naman, diba? Nalinis na. Okay. Yung galit pa rin. Alam mo yung...
But I remember yung kwento ni Chico about his nieces, I mean his pamangkins.
Yeah.
So the dad was angry like, oh, nagtutupish mo kayo? Dad, it's finished. Okay. Sige, itaas na, or like, pull up your pants. Parang it has nothing to do with it. But he couldn't let go of the
wala
anger.
Oh, the anger was still there.
I love Lorianne says, please lang, gawin nyo ng 6 hours ang morning rush para hindi kami nabibitin. Sobra naman.
Please lang, wag naman.
Please lang, no. That's kind of hard. 6 hours of a show.
It's, and especially if you do it every day. Four is already like...
Well, I think because entertainment is really a different ball game. It's not like working, let's say, a desk job.
Yeah, it's...
It's a performing kind of thing.
Obviously, the desk job, we're not saying that it's easy.
Not at all.
But at least you don't have to put on...
It's not
like
a performance.
A happy face,
yeah,
or you don't have
right.
to perform for anyone. But
you don't
once,
have to entertain.
Uh-uh.
I think entertaining people is really difficult.
Not that we have performance issues.
Ang quick naman, really.
Not that we have performance issues or anything.
No, I mean, even if you were just to host a party, isn't the host the most tired at the end of the day? Because you want to make sure that everybody is okay in your party.
Yeah.
So a host, I think so. But 6 hours, wag naman.
So I think a lot... It drains energy standing in front of people and making them listen to you. Getting them to listen to you.
Well, we're sitting down.
Well, no. I mean, for like events and stuff.
Oh yeah. A lot of people, right.
A lot of people outside of what we do think that it's, you know, it's easy. You know, it's easy money or whatever. Yeah. Because, you know, you're just standing there and talking.
And you're just talking,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but it's...
But it's the same thing with parang artistas, right? Mm. Everybody thinks that their job is easy. Yeah. But what we don't know is...
Just how difficult it is.
How difficult, the long hours, and how...
The amount of makeup you have to put on, the people you have to deal with.
And imagine, they make you wait for so long, mm-hmm. and then when they say, okay, you have to act.
You have to turn it on, yeah.
Yeah, turn on the sadness, yeah. or whatever it is. And that's hard.
Or turn on the performance.
Don't worry, there are fluffers for that. Okay. I know. See, I know those.
I don't even know. What is that?
A sauce, whatever.
What is it? A fluffy?
Whatever.
What's a fluffy?
Feigning ignorance, whatever. From Leah. Please lang, lumande moderately.
Well, if you're in a relationship, yeah.
Mm. Tsaka I feel like lande really has to have some restraint.
Yeah.
You know, that's the art of flirting.
You're not all out.
You're not all out. You have to leave some for guesswork.
Imagine a geisha.
Yeah, I'm imagining you.
No, like a geisha.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, they show you a little bit of something. But
because
they don't give you everything.
Everything. It's the same for flirting. I agree.
Na parang you leave them wanting
more.
More.
From Chocoholic Cynic. There you go. Chocoholic Cynic. Hmm. Please lang, ayusin nyo na ang traffic sa EDSA. I know.
But I hear that it's going to get worse pretty soon.
Because
there's going to be like a rehabilitation.
A rehab.
I mean, obviously, it's for the better. But
it is going to, I mean,
process of doing it,
it's going to get so much worse before it gets better.
Yeah.
We have to endure hours of traffic because of the rehab. But in the end, it's going to make traffic, like, flow easier.
Sana.
I hope.
Hopefully.
I hope.
Because how can you make EDSA traffic better? Let's just say, kunwari, now you have the power to change stuff about EDSA. What would you do? Obviously, you can't widen the roads anymore.
Okay, me. Is this a question to me?
Yes, this is like a question to you.
I would definitely cut the number of buses on EDSA.
Yeah.
There's only supposed to be, there's a number that...
2,000.
Yeah, 1,200 to 2,000.
Yeah.
But as of the last
4,000?
Count, we had close to 5.
Yeah.
And those are not, that's not supposed to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say more trains for the MRT.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say trains that will take it all the way to Alabang, all the way to the north, mm-hmm. because a good transport system would make people leave their cars at home, having less solo drivers in a car.
That's true.
Congesting the roads. That's what I would do.
Me, I would just take out the buses.
Kawawa naman yung magko-commute.
No, train. Yun nga.
Train.
Something similar to yours. Like,
right.
I'd like the idea of... I actually kind of like what they're doing now. The whole... buses are only supposed to stop at certain points.
Yeah, see?
That's supposed to be like how things...
But that seems to be the thing in our country. It's supposed to be one way, but it's not.
Hey, can we just say hi to Cookie? She's tuned in.
Hi, Cookie!
And hello to the rest of our Greenwich Kabarkadas.
Hey, hello. And can we just bid all the Greenwich family
mm-hmm.
attending the convention?
Hello!
Hello from us. We were just so... it was just unfortunate that we couldn't...
No, we couldn't make it yesterday.
Yesterday because of some time constraints. But we would really, 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 really love to be there.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be there later.
You're going to be there.
Mm-hmm. We'll see you. I'll see you. I'll bring you in spirit. I'll bring your spirit.
No, what if you bring a piece of clothing?
Oh, pwede.
Oh, diba?
Tapos I'll auction it off.
Diba? Oh, boxer ni Chico.
Boxers ni Chico. Di naman boxers, sir. Panty yan. Ito si Chico sa crowd.
Panty talaga yan.
Panty si Chico.
Bakit pala? But you know what? This New Year's, I mean, yeah, Chinese New Year,
yeah.
He is going to wear red. Trust me.
He always wears red.
Because in his...
His underwear is always red.
His feng shui says...
I've always seen him...
Uh-huh.
No, I mean, we've bunked together in Beijing, in Baguio.
Yee!
in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
Then, oh, tapos smile in Hong Kong, in Baguio.
Oh my God,
Gigi.
Your smile. Parang alam mo yun. But it's true, ah. He has a red wallet, red underwear. And if you notice what he wears to work, it's almost always in the family of red.
In the yeah, exactly. The almost what? All of his clothes.
All his clothes are red.
It's weird, no, that before they follow a lot of Chinese traditions, but he's not Chinese. Is he?
No.
Exactly.
Look at his eyes.
See, Del? No.
Oh my
Look
God.
At his eyes.
Oh my God, they got away from me.
Oh, so much. So with passion. Talaga.
So
no. Look at his eyes.
No, but they are highly superstitious. Ay, as a family. Ay, as a family.
Good
guy.
Job, Delamar.
Grabe. And...
May Judge Smith.
Diba? No, but it's
Look
true.
At his eyes.
Look at his eyes. He can't be Chinese. Dude, you have to admit. Oh my God, Delamar. All right, and to cap off the bottom half of the police lag, and so far, this is the most positive we've had.
Yeah.
Coming from Lucien Cruz, or Krause. I don't know how to say your name, so correct me on how to say it. But he or she says, please lang. Be my Dairy Queen, and I'll be your Burger King.
No,
and banana, right?
Wait, I have one more.
Okay.
Can I
sure.
put this one in? Coming from Hot Dog and Egg.
Okay.
Please lang, tigasan mo pa. Paano ka makakapasok kung malambot ka?
Sinulid?
Hindi, ano, Becky na gusto magsundalo.
Yeah, you have to be
parang
tougher.
Private Benjamin. Diba? Na parang you have to be like,
have to be hard.
Tigasin ka dapat.
Hard! I'm hard!
Kasi kung hindi, kikilatisin ka ng mga ano ng mga kapwa sundalo mo.
Oh, kikilatisin ka.
Tititigan
tsaka,
ka parate. Na
tsaka minsan titimbangin ka.
Oh.
Diba? Parang titimbang.
Oh, they're gonna weigh you. They're gonna measure like, you. Na parang, masyado ka malambot. Tigasan mo pa.
Are you man enough?
Oh, dapat tigasin ka talaga.
Tumatawid.
Beep.
Tabi-tabi po.
Tabi-tabi lang.
Alright, so the top 10 please long statements. Go ahead and tweet us. Twitter.com/RX931. Do not forget to hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag please long.
The Morning Rush. Chico. Delamar,
Gino, RX93.1. The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio RX93.1.
Wow.
So stern.
What's with the attitude? You sound like a dad.
What?
Like a stern father.
Did you ever try playing that game before? Na parang what? You have one phrase, but you make it into different emotions. Like
oh yeah, for theater.
Yeah, parang kunwari. Mm-hmm. Monster Radio, RX 93.1.
Monster Radio, RX 93.1.
Monster Radio.
Monster. But even like the sentences like, please let me go.
Yeah.
Or please let me go.
Please let me go.
Please let me go.
Please let me go.
Diba? Oh, it diba? Means different things. Sometimes Pal-tay even one
word.
I know, right? But sometimes one word. Pwede rin. Yung, even please. Please. Please.
Please.
Please. Please.
Please.
That is the most annoying thing.
I know, and I can't believe we invented it. But anyway, hey, a little bit later on, we are giving away tickets to the singles party, which is going to be happening pretty soon. Of course, it is going to be on Feb 15. That's a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
That's a day after Valentine's.
Yeah, for the singles.
Yes.
Let us celebrate.
Or the not so single.
What is a not so single?
Yung mga medyo may,
may something pero wala.
May something pero wala.
Okay, sige.
Or yung mga nag-feeling single. Like R. Kelly. You know? Feeling single.
Pero yung mga ganyan feeling single means you're not.
Yeah, but then again, that's what the color-coded bands are for.
Right.
You know, you've got orange, which means one night only. And then there's the blue, which is pure and demure.
What is? It's complicated. Mia.
Green is, like, let's just say you're dating somebody, but it's
no,
not
no,
really...
I mean what color is.
Green.
It's green.
Yeah.
So green, orange,
and
blue.
And red is single and drama-free. So it's red, green,
like
blue,
that.
Orange.
Yeah.
Orange is one night only.
Dapat may ano. DTF.
DTB.
DTB, sorry. DTB. Oh!
DTB.
Del Mar.
DTB.
Sorry, Jersey Shore. DTB talag.
Down to...
Dapat there has to be a
bunk.
DTB.
Down to bunk.
Kasi matutulog kayo eh.
Kasi matutulog kayo. Let's sleep
together.
You'll drink
too much. Oh, my God. Down to bunk.
Let's bunk na. I wanna bunk with you. I wanna bunk with you.
All night. Oh, nga, no, but there has to be a down to B. DTB. Mm,
DTB. Mm. There really has to be a DTB. But anyway, so we are giving away tickets to that. We'll come up with a way to give it away.
Okay.
It's you get to bring a plus one with you. So, you know, you get to bring a date.
If I were you, bring a friend. And then you both act as each other's wingman.
Or bring a date, if you can. Na parang you're not really together just yet, but you know, since it is a singles party, you're both single. You go there, and then you make lande with the ooh, I'm wearing like orange because I'm for one night long, and then the other girl goes like oh, and the other girl talaga. No?
Dalawang
so
girls.
In my head, it's really
so
a girl.
Dalawang girls.
Dalawang
girls.
Okay, so what are you wearing to this?
I don't know yet. Why?
Because may color eh. No, because may red, green, blue, orange. What color is your band?
Alam ko kasi I'm in charge.
Wala bang white?
I'm in charge of the program, eh,
no? Dapat may special for you, just for you. There has to be a white band.
Heh.
Diba?
Leave
it means,
me alone.
Ano, interested in only the color that I am wearing.
That is not true. That is not true. Tapos gagawa ko na sarili kong band. Purple.
What for? It's the color of sexual repression. You know that, right?
No.
Well,
if you strangle something.
Oh.
There's too much blood, it turns purple.
What are you talking about?
Hey there, but really?
Yeah, it's the color of sexual repression, they say. Purple.
Oh, what is that based on? For real?
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised.
It's a psychological thing.
Mm. So what am I suppressing?
Is it your favorite color?
No, not my favorite. Oh. Not my favorite. But I like purple.
Your favorite color is white. Yeah.
That's not my favorite. Actually, it's funny because it's not my favorite color.
Favorite skin color?
I want to curse you so bad. I want to say the bad word so badly. It's this stupid license that tells me I can't.
What, bunk?
Yeah, bunk you.
Well, bunk you too.
Okay. All right, so let's do the top 10 please long statements. Thank you so much again to Chenong for this. Chenong. Chenong?
Chenong.
Chenong.
Chenong Tetum.
Chenong Tetum. All right, here we go. From Carlo Navalo. Please lang. Ilayo mo yung mukha mo. Masakit sa mata eh.
When you're staring at something that's not so good to look at.
Yeah. Pag, sorry, pero talaga may ganun eh. And sometimes it's not even about like being pretty or handsome.
Hmm.
Sometimes
it's just parang nakairita lang yung...
Nakairita. Pwede rin eh. Right?
Oh, nakairita lang itsura mo.
Sakit naman kung ikaw yung recipient.
Hindi no? Naman ikaw. Hindi ikaw. I'm not talking about you.
I didn't think it was.
Ah, okay.
But thanks for the clarification.
I just wanted you to be sure.
You just told me I'm a candidate. How dare you? Bonk you, Chino. Bonk you. Master Jake 16 says, please lang, magkaiba ang fan sa stalker.
Yeah.
Agree.
That's true. There's a huge difference.
Huge difference. Wow, butter baby, umi-entry lang. Mm. Please lang, heart, don't torture yourself. Alam mo namang... Sila na eh. Huwag ka na umasa.
Nah.
Oh! Who is this?
I don't know eh.
Who is this? Could this be? Mike Manto. This one from I Am Alex E. Please lang. Kung hahabulin mo ko, babagalan ko ang takbo. You know how girls are?
Yeah, they're usually matching. Tee-hee.
Alam mo ba, in Africa, there's a tribe that does that. They have a ritual where the girls run and the boys...
they go tee-hee, tee-hee.
No, the men have to chase them.
Chase after them, yeah.
But if you want to be caught and married, you can't run too fast.
Mm.
Obviously.
But what if you were actually running at, you know, what you think is fast, but they caught you anyway?
Eddie ang galing, the one who caught you, is worthy of you.
Not really. It just means he runs fast.
And I think to them, that's the criteria.
What about like his financial status?
This is a tribe.
What
you
about
know?
His genes?
What about
does
his
come
educational?
From a good family?
Yeah, right. This is a tribe. Better that's what they do. Mm. The girls run and then the boys have to run after them. That's how you get a bride.
Parang life lang. Diba?
Yeah, but not so literal.
Not
for
in
us.
The literal sense. Parang you run around after them.
Ito, I think you'd like this. Blueprint 89 says, and to cap off. No, the top.
The top.
The top. Police line statement comes from Blueprint 89.
Blueprint 89 says,
medyo iba yung pattern niya. Okay, you can stay, but your clothes must go. Please lang, just do it. Kasi papalagi. Oh, eh. No!
Ka na lumaban.
Please lang, just do it, okay?
Oh, pinapaalis ka na. I'm being nice na nga. Eh, right. Diba? Na parang, I'm letting you go.
You can stay, leave but your clothes behind. Must go.
Parang, ano yan eh? Parang like, I hate to see you leave, but I love to see you go. You know that saying?
Really? What does
I
that
hate
mean?
To see you leave, but I love to see you go. Because you like staring at the behind.
Ah, that's what it means. Yeah. A good behind. You know what? Mm. A nice butt is great on girls and guys. I like
I haven't
guys
checked
can...
out guy butts in a while. So
in a while. In a while. Meaning there was a time when you did.
While, but I haven't checked it out. So para I'm not so sure if I can relate to this entry.
Alam mo, Gino, when you say these things, parang, to me it's just a matter of time before talagang bibigay ka na. You know what I mean?
Guys, I have something to talk to you. I have to talk to you about something.
I have
something.
To admit something. No, but I like guys who have nice butts because when you look at their pants, I mean, it's just wearing ganda ng bagsak ng pants.
Sige nga, mental note.
Hindi, I promise you.
Ay, nako.
Just look at the guys around. Do you agree, Nikita? See? Diba? Gino, I mean, Rico Robles is standing up because he wants us to look. I don't want to look.
I've seen that before. I've seen that before. It's not really very impressive.
You've seen it before.
We used to live next to each other.
Oh. Why and do you always live with the RX jocks?
I don't know. They go towards me.
No, he was there first.
Rico but Robles I was here first. And then Dre.
So, ikaw humabal kay Rico, si Dre humabal sa'yo.
Para gano'n na nga.
Okay. They dress the same.
I didn't have much taste back then.
Oh my God.
Wala, hindi ko on mic mo.
But Rico Robles has 3 hours to get back.
I know. It's like, yes.
Just not on our show.
3 hours to get back and then 30 minutes to plan it all out.
Oh my God. This is how DJs do it. All right. The top 10 please long statements. Go ahead and tweet us. Twitter.com/RX931. Please hashtag the morning rush and hashtag please long.
The morning rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX93.1.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. All right, here we go with the top 10 police lung statements. Thank you so much, Chenong, for asking us to do this today. Let's start it all off with I Love Lorianne. Please lang, be the reason why I'm happy and not the reason why I'm crying.
But see, that's what love does. You give them the power to do both.
What was that, the Madonna song? No, I think this was in an interview she said, or in a song, parang, the cause is the cure. The cause of your pain is also the cure.
Yeah.
And that's how it is. You really can't avoid it. The guy who makes you happy is the guy who can make you cry.
It's true.
Aww.
Mga guys talaga. Mga guys talaga.
You count yourself as a girl?
They always hurt us.
They're
always out to break our heart.
Pero alam mo, you're just less girly when Chico's not around.
Yeah.
You're just super...
He really brings out the best in me.
He makes you feel like a natural woman. Oh my God. Alright, Malditang Divine says, please lang, hinay-hinay sa pag-favorite ng mga tweets at FB posts ko. Kinikilig ako eh. Parang...
When was the last time you got kilig? Like, kilig-kilig.
Super? I think about... Wait, what month is it? February? Christmas.
Wow.
Christmas.
Good job.
Why?
It's so recent.
Why? I love it. I loved it.
No, I mean, obviously, I would love it too.
Yeah, super kilig. Like, wow.
Yung, ano, kilog.
Wala ako dun
eh. Wala, hindi umabot.
Hindi, pwede. Ibang egg. Straight to the ovary, Gino. Straight to the ovary. It was fertilizing itself. What? But it was so kilig that the egg was able to fertilize itself.
Right.
No, yeah. What was it that happened?
What was it that happened? What
I
it
don't
that?
Know if this can be said.
Of course it can be said.
Can it? Yes. I'll get in trouble.
No, not at all.
Nako talaga may the soundtrack, right?
So what happened, Del?
No, for Christmas, parang just to be told that, pwede ko ba ito sabihin? Are you sure?
Oh, sus.
Ikaw.
Ako bahala sa'yo.
I don't trust you. Ako, I really don't trust you. I've seen this face before.
Ako bahala sa'yo, Del.
Tapos pagkasabi ko, grabe ka naman.
Hindi. Sige.
No, like, I remember saying, wow. Can I say, kinakabahan ako. Why am I nervous?
It's fine. Del, we are in a place of, we are in a safe place.
This is the bubble of trust.
Yes, this is the bubble of trust. It's just the two of us. We're just having a one-on-one conversation.
Gino, I really don't trust you.
Then take me out of the bubble.
Okay, just me.
Just you.
No, I guess when somebody said, with or without Cooper.
Kinilig ako! Nagnam! Muntik na ako mapamura.
Pero di mo nakakakilig. I'm just saying.
Ay,
nako. Tinanong mo eh.
Ay, grabe.
You should have not asked.
No, you shouldn't have said that.
Kakainis to. No, but I really got kilig.
Wow.
Parang,
Iba na. Ikaw na maging Delamar. Yun.
No! Don't say
maging Delamar.
Oh, when was the last time you were kilig?
I don't remember.
No.
It's a top 10.
Hey, I shared. You...
I really don't remember.
Quid pro quo.
I really don't remember.
You don't remember?
I don't remember.
Or you don't want to share?
No, I really don't remember.
The last time you were kilig?
Yeah. Like, as in super, super, super kilig. I really don't remember.
For real? Mm-hmm. Or are you lying?
No, I'm
because
not lying.
You don't want to share?
Not at all. Why would I lie?
You always lie.
Why would I lie?
You
I
liar.
Never lie. Ngayon pa lang.
I never lie. Here's one from Sullivan Jane 12.
Ang dami kinikilig. Yay!
See, this is what I don't like. Eh. No, but I mean, take me away from the equation. Wouldn't that be nice if you
hashtag
know this?
Kilikilig. It's perfect for you.
Kilikilig.
Kilikilig.
No.
Kung ang guys may kilog. Sayo.
A girl kilikilig. Ay, ay, ay. See, God. Now I feel I shouldn't
blessed.
Have...
No.
I feel I've overshared.
Of course not. You know, it's fine.
Hey, Sullivan Jane, 12, says...
It might not seem like it, but you're a human too.
Sobra, but kailangan may barb.
What? That's not a barb at all. I'm just saying,
because,
you know...
That is a barb, dude.
No, kasi para sometimes
look up
kasi,
the word. Barb means...
Sometimes kasi people...
I'm gonna get my phone and define barb for you. And I quote, you said, although it doesn't seem it,
no,
you are human too.
Most people think you're like a goddess. No.
Wow, bumabawi. But I must say, that was...
Most people, but not me.
Hindi, tsaka they're in the minority. I will define barb for you. Finally. Okay, I got it.
Parang gusto kong quotable quote of the day yun.
What?
With or without Coop. With or without
you
Coop.
Shut up. Okay, here. Barb means a biting or pointedly critical remark or comment.
That wasn't critical at all.
Yes, it was. You
it
know,
wasn't for
although
me.
It doesn't seem like it, you're human too. Why you? So, mamo. All right, Sullivan Jane 12 says.
Wait lang. I'm still trying to get over the killing factor. I'm killing for you, girl.
Girl,
I'm killing for you.
I have a girlfriend. My girlfriend's name is Gino.
Ay.
Sullivan Jane 12 says, please lang, umamin ka na meron ka ng iba. You know how sometimes you caught them already and they're still denying it?
Yeah.
Wag na. From Lil Monster Rhea, or Rhea, please lang, cover your mouth when you're sneezing.
Actually.
I think people really don't think it's, especially coughing.
Yeah.
In public, people don't cover their mouth and I'm like, people are around you.
Hmm.
And especially when you're like in a confined space.
An elevator. Mm. In a restaurant nga eh. Just cover your mouth.
Yeah.
Neil Oliva says, please lang. Alam namin kung paano nyo babawiin yung gastos nyo sa TV campaign ads nyo. You know how you've been seeing like politicians with their...
Yep. I don't know. Ewan. No comment. Hindi ako makulong.
Superstar Marshy says, please lang, wag mag-PDA, lalo na sa harap ng mga singles. Pero kasi diba, it's like, I remember like in an escalator in the mall, there was this couple and I was single at the time.
At the time.
I was single many times in my life, you blank hole. You're such a blank hole.
I was just clarifying your statement.
You blank hole.
At the time, that's what you said. I was just asking because I wanted to find out what your state of mind was at the current, when this happened. So you said when you were single.
Lies. No, but have you seen like people who are so
in love with each other?
Okay lang yung in love, pero yung PDA in a public place, that's kind of
actually
weird.
Okay lang sa akin yung PDA.
Really?
Basta they're bagay. Kasi pag masyado maganda yung girl tas pangit yung lalaki, ayoko talaga. I really get like, ugh.
Eh, paano kung gwapo yung guy tas di masyadong maganda yung
girl? Hindi rin. I guess, I don't know. Because I can't take it when shallow na kung shallow. But I really cannot take it when I see like a really pretty
girl.
So
what are you saying? Okay lang mag-PDA ang mga hot, wag lang yung mga pangit?
Hindi, not at all. I'm saying, okay lang mag-PDA yung mga bagay.
Okay, so two beautiful, two good-looking people.
Mm.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Even if it's like all out in front of you in a public place?
Yeah.
Really?
If you wanna ano pa, go ahead. I'll watch na lang.
Tapos ikaw mag-tweet pic.
Or I'll record it for ano.
Ako parang there's a line where it's not okay.
No, okay. Define PDA. What is PDA for you?
Like I said, PDA can be many things. Holding hands is public display.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why I'm
okay
asking
with
you
that.
For your description of what you
siguro
think.
Siguro not naman the ano like torrid kissing in an escalator. But it's kind of weird.
Pero masarap din tignan.
Grabe no. Herbert.
No, I mean if it's a nice view, why not?
I'm shaking my head.
Okay, fine. But okay, maybe torrid. But in some cultures, they're really just fine with it.
Yeah, like, I agree. Because I'm okay with PDA. There's just a line where I think it's...
Sorry, yeah. But in the States...
I don't know.
Very, I mean, at least...
I never saw,
from
actually.
What I see, they're very, like, okay with, like, you know, kissing.
Because I'm okay with kissing, too. Mm. But what kind of kiss?
Just not the passionate kind of, I want to get down and dirty kiss.
Yeah. Parang, I'm okay with the, you know, I don't mind the kissing.
Mm. But so, little bit of tongue action, okay lang.
Okay lang.
Okay lang.
Hindi, pero siguro it's how it's...
yung medyo may ano... I don't know if I can actually say this word on air.
Go ahead.
It rhymes with bumping. Dry...
Sinabi mo na yung word eh.
Bumping?
Bumping. Hmm. Oh,
can
naman.
You say that? Dry bumping?
No.
No?
But I think you can. If they say it in movies...
Diba?
They say it. Anyway, when in doubt, don't.
Si ano na lang. Alam niya na naman kung ano yun eh.
Hindi, like for example, if you see PDA in a club,
yeah,
you don't mind it because you know it really happens there.
Tas minsan nga, you try to join in.
Si Gino, wild. You're so wild.
You know what happens when Chico's not around? My masculinity gets
you
released.
You become ultra male.
Yeah.
I mean, hyper male.
Kasi parang feeling ko it's so repressed whenever he's around.
Tapos pag nandito si Chico, nagiging hyper female.
I swing both ways. Oh no.
You are bi curious.
Oh no.
And to cap off the bottom half of the top 10 please lang statements comes from Lilo Boy.
Lilo Boy says,
please lang, Friday ngayon, wag ako tambakan sana ng work. Sana, remember what we were talking about
with
homework?
With school and homework,
sana
yeah.
Sana at work may ganun din. Pag weekend, let your employees have fun naman.
But alas, once you get older, all of that goes to...
No, that doesn't matter.
It really doesn't.
It doesn't matter.
So that is the sad reality that is life.
Sad truth. All right, well, there you go. One final half batch of the top 10 please lang statements. Don't forget to use hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Please Lang.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Can we do some greets?
Sure.
All right. Hello to Purple and hello to Joel, who's tuned in, and to Cookie, who's excited for your appearance for this afternoon at the Greenwich event.
Hi, Cookie.
You guys are the sweetest, I swear. They were also there at our book launch, remember?
Right.
I mean, wow, what support.
Math was there, yeah?
Math was there, too. Yeah. All right, let's
do this. Hey, also, quick hello to Dada Guapo. That's coming from Jay Ryan. Thanks to Get Well Soon messages. Gabi, kinikilig pa rin ako from your earlier statement.
Are you sure from me?
Oh, gabi.
I think I overshared. The top 10 please lang statements. Thank you one last time to Cheno who wanted us to do this.
Ay, can we do that as a hashtag? With or without you? With or without?
No.
Why?
No.
With or without?
Daya mo, hindi ka nag-share.
Parang laban-laban, bawi-bawi.
Alright, Shimana says, please lang, don't force me to agree with you because we would both be wrong.
Whoa!
Sabihin mali ka, tama
mali ka,
ako.
Oh.
Tontox says, please lang, ang ampalaya, inuulam, hindi inuugali. Bitter! From Yoshin, I think you'd like this. Please lang, pag sinabi mong 3 minutes ka lang magbibihis, huwag mo namang gawing 3 hours.
Please lang.
I have to say that the girls are guilty of this.
Yeah.
And in varying degrees.
I mean, I'm sure not all.
No,
like,
I think all.
No, fine.
Maybe I mean, it's just different how long each girl drags on the getting prepared thing.
Yeah,
but
I really
think
don't...
all of us. I'm guilty of this, I know.
Well, at least you own up to it.
Yeah, I've been told many times. I love Lorian says, please lang. Tama na ang gift na bear, chocolates, at necklace. I need a ring.
Wow.
Whoa! I hope
you feel like it, then you should have put a ring on it.
I hope your boyfriend or your boyfriend is tuned in.
Baka naman di pa kaya.
Oo naman.
Diba? Who knows? All in good time.
That's the hope. Pearson D. Rama says, please lang, sana totoong pag-ibig, parang bilbil lang, easy to get.
Oh, nga.
You know how it's so easy to get, like, those
love handles? Why is it so easy to get fat, but it's so difficult to get thin?
Or to get love.
Oh.
Why is it easy to get love handles, but hard to get love? Diba? Why? No, because I think that's the work of a lifetime. And if you had too many of it, it wouldn't be as precious. What? Why are you looking at me like that? Isn't it? Imagine if you found love at every turn. It wouldn't be as special.
So say that again.
I forgot what I said. Nice.
Because I'm getting affected by how, like, deep and emotional your quotes are for today.
It's not deep at all.
I think it's about... I love it when you talk about love. Because ramdam na ramdam.
Alam mo ikaw, makaasar lang, right?
No, not at all. It's really like, you remember during the book launch? May mga hugot ke.
Ako?
May mga statements ka na may hugot.
I don't know where that came from.
I don't know either. But whenever you talk about love, your passion comes out. So parang, you really feel where you're coming from.
Really?
Like whenever you start talking about it.
I really don't trust you. Every time you do this and there's a bed, I'm waiting for like, okay, what's the catch here?
No, this is for real. Like, you know how when, you know how like, let's just say a really good salesman will be able to talk about something that he actually really likes to sell or really loves. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You'll only be as good as your product.
Because they like it so much, they can sell it to you.
You talk so well about love, it can only mean... I don't know
what you're talking about.
I'm a strong advocate of love.
I'm not a strong advocate of love.
It's maybe something you're going through.
I hate that the spotlight is on me. Thanks, Gino.
You're welcome.
Oh my gosh! Thank you for the bet.
Of course.
Thank you.
Yes.
Can we get back to the top 10?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
In about, you know, 5, maybe 7 seconds or so. Let it seep in.
Sama talaga ng kare. Sabi ko na, there's got to be a catch somewhere. Yel Ray says, please lang, sana wala si boss. Friday naman eh. Like a free day if he or she is not there. Yeah, right. And last, second to the last, from Lixin Lee. 1:3 na ang ratio ng girls sa boys. Kaya please lang, magpakalalaki ka na. They say this is not true. It feels true that there are more girls than guys.
But it's not true?
It's not true. Really? It's just a little, there's a, just a little difference one way or another. But it's pretty much even.
Well, there are 6 girls in the booth now and 2 guys. So that ratio is actually looking pretty true.
So you count me as a girl?
Well, biologically, at least.
Biologically, right.
Do you really count me as a guy?
No. All right, and the top please long statement comes from I-10 Louise.
I-10 Louise says,
please long, huwag ka nang trying hard magmaganda. Pinapagod mo lang ang sarili mo.
Ooh!
Snap!
Or pwede rin kasing, that could actually be a nice thing eh. Please lang, huwag ka na mag-trying hard magmaging maganda.
Kasi maganda ka na.
Pinapagod mo lang sarili mo. Kasi maganda,
maganda
ka na.
Right? Kahit wala ka yeah, nang right. Doon. It could go both ways. And what about us?
Please lang, huwag ka na magpapansin.
please lang. Wala eh.
Can you say ano? The nickname of Cooper.
No.
Damn it.
What? Huh? No, you can't. You can't. No, no, no. No, you can't say that.
No, look a rat.
Please lang. Please lang leave me alone.
Diba?
Yeah, sometimes, you know, people kind of tell you what to do all the time. Like, please lang.
Ay, nako. Please
yeah,
lang.
Yeah, but we all feel that, diba? Yeah. Please lang. Leave me alone.
Or, please lang. Don't go.
Or, please lang.
Muma Mike Posner.
Please lang. Sana may new car na ako, universe. No! That's right. Anyway, that's
yun na ba?
It.
Yun na ba? New car na.
Ikaw ha, tumahimik ka na. Alam ko kung saan matadadan. I just
saan?
Know you.
Saan?
I know you too well.
What?
Oh, see, naghahanap ka na naman ng bed. Ikaw ha?
Wala. Look, my hand is up.
I don't trust Gino. That's my hashtag.
Oh,
hashtag, I don't trust Gino.
Ako, hashtag kilikili. So, with or without.
Whatever.
With or without Coop.
Whatever.
All right, we gotta go.
Bye, guys.
Hey, have a great weekend, everybody.
See you on Monday.
Yes.
We're out tomorrow.
Or not.
Or, yeah.
We might not be here.
We will be here.
Well, what if something happens?
Okay, but don't
say
that.
What if the world
that?
Ends?
If the world ends, we won't be here. If it doesn't, and we're still alive, we'll see you.
Okay, but okay. If we're not alive, then obviously we won't.
Gino!
Bye!
Bye!
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.